Welcome back to the End Time Podcast. We're happy to have you join us again today. We've been in the subject of faith and what faith really is and how it affects us in our lives and in our daily walks. And really today, if we can dive deeper into the subject, because faith is something that even brings us to a place of rest and a place that we can have a confidence in the Lord. And it's based on forgiveness, and it's got a basis of trust as well, that when you have faith in somebody, you trust that individual. When you have faith in God, you trust His word. To believe somebody is to commit to them your trust. And really, is if we can look deeper into this, because faith brings you to a place of rest. It brings you to a place where you're able to, or faith even has a resting place, where you're no longer trying to do something. I'll say God doing the work within you. And if we could maybe unpack that a bit more, that may seem like a lot to think on in a moment. But in that, I want to take a couple steps back, because that word rest really has taken on a different meaning in our generation. And, you know, we live in an age that's always going. It's faster, and it's, you know, you finally get a chance to get away from work, for example, but you still are connected via smartphone or whatever, you know, kind of media device that you have, that you're able to connect with different people. And you're always, I mean, I'm even connected with people around the world, that when I'm asleep, I'm getting text messages from people that are awake in the middle of the day. And so it never ends, you know, it's constantly going. But really, there has to be a way to find rest. And, you know, rest is something that goes back, and God even made provision for all the way back till the time of the children of Israel. And it even goes back before that, because if you look in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 4, the Bible would talk about, "For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all of his works." And that goes right back to Genesis, when God created the heavens and the earth. And you know, it talks about 6 days of creation, and we often look at that as, you know, 6 24-hour days. I don't believe that was what it was, but that's a topic for another time. But really, in the seventh day, it says that God rested, and really that he rested from his labors, and the things that he had spoken, if I could say it this way, all that he had labored for begin to make itself manifest in the time of rest. So it came to a place now where all of the labors that he had done now begin to do that which he had set it out to do. And it began to perform, and he was no longer the one doing it. His word was given out, and it was bringing forth. In that being the seventh day, God even put that as an example to the children of Israel when he talked to Moses, and he said, you know, you should keep the seventh day holy. It will be a Sabbath, he would call it, which really Sabbath just means rest. And he would call it a Sabbath of rest, even in the Bible, in the book of Exodus chapter 16. We could look at that, and we could try and take it today in a very natural way, in that we all just need to take the seventh day of the week and just everyone chill out. But I believe it goes a whole lot deeper than that. Mm-hmm. It goes into a more of a spiritual aspect. It comes from our faith. That rest comes from our faith, that we're able to find a place of rest within ourselves, that all that we're laboring for has to come to a place where it begins to be manifested. And there's something that takes over for us, striving and striving and striving. Not naturally, as I said, but spiritually, there becomes a rest. And that spiritual rest can overflow into a natural rest, because you don't, not in a way of saying I just lay around and do nothing, but in a way of saying the work that I do labor, it becomes easy.
The anxieties, the fears, all the wonderings, the thirst in you is satisfied.
Yeah,
it's done. Even in when God plant, he said, you know, let there be light, and there was seeds planted, there was all this. But when the rest began, when the seventh day began, you could use the word Sabbath. Another word you could use in Hebrew is Shabbat. It just means to rest, cease.
Yeah.
But then those seeds began to grow, and the life began to grow on its own. The word had been spoken. Now the word was being performed, what he had set out.
And that's really actually a good word to put in there, Shabbat and cease, because, you know, it's really, on the seventh day, God ceased from his works. But it wasn't that nothing happened. All of those things that he spoke, the seeds, I'll say, that he planted, begin to grow. In other words, if you've done your work right, it works for you, right? Mm-hmm. Financial people will tell you that all the time. Don't work for your money. Have your money work for you. And really being able to figure out how to do that. But there's a way of doing that in life in itself. That if you can do it in the right way, God can begin to come in behind it. And as much as you're laboring for something, it comes to a place where you realize, I'm not laboring for myself. God's in control. And that's really what the gospel is, even. As I was just, the thought just came to me as you were talking, Brother John, as well, about the believers in the book of Acts. You know, they begin to have all things in common. And there's a lot of things that they ceased to do naturally because their focus had changed. But there was a rest and there was a peace amongst them that God was in control. They had brothers get arrested and thrown into prison. And I'll just say it this way. They didn't lawyer up and go figure out how to get them out. They got on their knees before God and cried out to the Lord. It was a different, there was a peace about it that God is going to move on our behalf here.
So when we talk about rest, the Bible is not referring to any day of the week. Mm-hmm. The Bible telling us that there would be a rest, but not like many people believe that you had to keep a day, or you had to go to church on a certain day, or Saturday or Sunday, whatever you believe. But I believe the Bible is talking about when Jesus says, "Come to me, all that are heavy laden." So Matthew 11:28-29, Jesus is referring to that rest. So we can understand that Jesus is giving us the understanding that it's not a day, it is something that you want to receive by faith, a rest that will come to your soul, that you receive his invitation, and he will give you the rest.
There would be a whole study you could take, but in the Old Testament, it was a day. It was a day, it was Sabbath day, there was a day. But when the New Testament came and when Christ died and was risen again, there was a changing over to a spiritual land that we were to inherit, and the things that were once natural became a type or of the antitype, which is a spiritual land that we're to inherit today, which is love, joy, peace, long suffering, the fruits of the Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But to move to that, that also meant that the rest that we're to inherit isn't just a day anymore. It's deeper than that. It was a day in the Old Testament, but today it's more than just a day that we have to hallow. There would be, even Paul would talk about those that would say you couldn't eat meats or you have to respect a certain holy day or something like that. I'd have to find the verse, but it's beyond just a day. It's beyond tangible physical things. It goes beyond to a spiritual rest in your soul, that soul realm. Therefore, that's what we labor to enter into.
I remember when, before I gave my heart to the Lord, I was back in the world and I used to play rock and roll and all that. And before I gave my heart to the Lord, there was a song that will keep coming back to me. And the title of that song was, "I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For." And I remember back in those days, I tried to find joy in music and it satisfied to a certain point. But then it ceased. I tried to find joy in friends, but it was good. But then it ceased. There was something that, like you were saying, John, your soul will be longing for or looking for. And there was something in my heart that was always looking for, a resting place, somewhere where I could find peace and have the answers for life. And everything I tried in the world didn't give me that answer until I met Christ. And when I met Jesus, there came a rest, there came a peace. And in other words, all my labours that I was, you know, doing by myself, trying to find it in music or trying to find it in this or trying to find it in that, that was my works. But when I met Jesus, those works ceased because I met what I needed. You know, now, I mean, though it was a song in the world, but I finally found what I was looking for. And that was Jesus. And that's what really the rest is. As a man, you know, people, you roam around and you try to find satisfaction. Some people are trying to find it in drinking and different things. That's your work. That is you trying to find a rest in place. But the true rest in place is when you come to a place where you cease from all that, but yet there is a peace and a joy in your heart that comes from another realm, which comes from Jesus. And that's the true rest that we're talking about, ceasing your works and getting into the rest.
It says right here, "And he spake in a certain place, for we which do believe," Hebrews chapter 4, "do enter into rest, as he has said, I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this rise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works, and in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter into in, and they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. Again he limited a certain day in David, saying, 'Today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Then it says this, for if Jesus had given them rest, then he would not have spoken afterward of another day. So there therefore remaineth a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest that other day, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor and to enter into that rest, which is the Holy Ghost. It's a spiritual rest.
It's good. I love those verses because really it's, I was going to go especially back into chapter, into verse 5 when it says, and in this place again. So really he's talking about saying, going back into the Old Testament, the seventh day, God rested from all his works. But he says, and then in this place, there's another place he's talking about. What place is he talking about? He's talking about being in Christ Jesus, which we know we're all baptized into one body by one spirit. That's what Brother John's talking about. It's the Holy Ghost is that rest. Mm-hmm. That we labor. Our labors are not to labor for our betterment. Our labor is to enter into the Holy Ghost. Our labor is to lay ourselves down and to allow God to have it. Because really, in this place again, if you will enter into my rest, he says, the same rest that God had when he spoke and he created, and then it began to bring forth. You labor to enter into all these things. What's the labor? The labor is feeding on the word. Mm-hmm. The labor is the washing of the water by the word. The labor is studying that and having faith in the word of God. Because really, even in the Old Testament, as we could talk about, it was a natural thing. But then it goes into the New Testament and it talks, and really it becomes that Jesus Christ has given us rest because what he did at the cross, he took all of the things that we previously labored for. That now, instead of us having to go and sacrifice and us having to go and, you know, keep certain feasts and do certain days and keep certain things, he says, I've taken all of that, and I am the one sacrifice once and for all, that by my blood, I've taken all of the sin upon me, but you need to labor to enter into that. And really, you know, everything a Christian has is his faith then is resting on the finished work of Calvary. When Jesus hung there on the cross and said, it is finished, the work is finished. In other words, defeating the enemy is finished. Mm-hmm. We're conquerors because he conquered.
Yeah.
We can rest because he gave us rest. So then everything was finished and completed at Calvary, and we rest our faith in the finished work. We're not resting our faith in something that's progressing and maybe it'll change, but it's already done.
Even in our own works or our own righteousness, we're not resting in that.
Exactly. Because Jesus never did make a mistake. Jesus was perfect, and he overcame perfectly the enemy. And he even says, be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. But the human being, what can be made perfect about us? Our flesh, we're going to make mistakes all the time. We're just made that way because we weren't born perfect. But we could be perfect by our faith being perfect, resting in him, by saying, he paid the price for me. I don't have to worry. I can accept what he did for me. And there's a rest in that.
Actually, that's really true, Brother Andrew. As what Brother Max was talking about a little bit on the testimony. So when you find Christ, when you receive that rest, so all worries, everything leaves you, and you find that peace in your heart that, like when God in the beginning, when he created the heaven and earth, he was satisfied and he rested. You know, he rested after all his work. So when we receive the word of God, and when we receive that rest, the Holy Spirit in our heart, it's a peace. All the guilty, all the worriness, everything leaves you. And that's when you trust more in the word of God, when you receive that rest. Because I remember when I came to Christ, I used to smoke. I used to drink. But when God took away that from me, a rest came to me. Like that, I received the rest. And when he removed those things from me, I would say it is the perfect rest that you can receive in your life and in your heart.
It takes everything from being a temporary satisfaction to a permanent satisfaction. Mm-hmm. And even in that, I would just say for a moment, it is just to make this amply clear. It's not that when you're born again, that's the only time you ever get filled with the Holy Ghost. there's one birth, but there's many refillings. Because we walk away, we get colder, we get drier, but we need to come back and surrender. We always need to come back and repent. And God gives that rest.
Jesus would even say that the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath no place to lay his head. Mm-hmm. And so I'll say to you, there's a word in Hebrew that they'd use, the word shalom. It means peace. It means good morning. It means something. God is looking for a dwelling place himself to rest. He's looking for a place. Not only is it a place that you will find rest when you're into Christ, Christ comes in you and he wants to rest and abide in you. And it brings a peace. It brings a shalom. As he comes into you, he's looking to make, there was different temples built. He was looking for a place to dwell in badger skins or in Solomon's temple. But today the temple is us, Zion, God's habitation, God's dwelling place. The Son of Man has a place to lay his head. It's a place of shalom. It's a place of peace. It's a place where you'll find peace, and he finds his joy and peace as well.
I would just say, 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul admonishes Timothy. It says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." There's a man that suffered a lot of things, and Paul has suffered, and there's many things we could talk about, but he says, "I'm not ashamed." He says, "In all of the things that I've been through, I have this rest, that I know whom I have believed. I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him." And he says, "And hold fast to the form of sound words." In other words, now I know these things and I'm persuaded, but now how do you do it? "Hold fast to the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me," of Paul. Look in the word of God. "In faith and love, which is in Jesus Christ, that good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us." That's what is the keeping power. That's what is the holding power, is the Holy Ghost. Because even as we've looked at the sermons of William Branham, Brother Branham, I would say, he says this in 1963, "God Hiding Himself in Simplicity." He says, "Faith takes its final resting place on the word of God." And Paul's admonishing us, saying, "Look back at the word that I've shared with you. Feed on those things and let the Holy Ghost keep you. In that, there is a rest."
We don't know even who is listening to this podcast. But if it's somebody listening to this podcast, I just want to say this. If you feel under condemnation, no matter what, how long you've been laboring under your lot of sin, can be 10, 20, 50 years, we want to tell our listeners there is a place of rest. And if you're tired and weary, if your life needs some rest, we want to encourage you to seek in the word of God. Jesus will give you rest. He promised it, and it's in the Bible for a reason. There is a promise there. If you find a promise in the Bible, bring it to your heart, and he will give you rest.
Amen, Brother Tito. That's a wonderful place to say thank you for listening, because that is our message at the End Time Podcast. If we can share one thing with you, we know and we will guarantee you there is a place of rest. There is a refuge. God bless you. We look forward to having you join us next time at the End Time Podcast. If you want to find more, how do I get this rest, and you need to reach out and you feel helpless, etpodcast@etmtab.com. Or you can reach us on Instagram @endtimepodcast. God bless you. Till next time.